Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, let's go back to the moon landing. As part of the 40th anniversary celebration, NASA admitted that they no longer had the original videotapes of the first moon landing. What happened to them?
They fell down behind the couch like they do. Can I have a hint?
You can have a hint. Well, there was a Battle of the Network Stars with Charo they really wanted to watch over and over, and so...
Oh, they recorded over them.
They did. They taped over them. Well, you know, you want the government to be more efficient, right? You know how much videotape cost back in the late 1960s? The footage from Apollo 11 was recorded on 45 videotapes, which were eventually reused for other more important uses, future missions, a flight director's wedding, this hilarious time when Buzz Aldrin got hit in the crotch with a moon rock. It was... Fortunately, they have found copies of the... You've seen them. We've seen all the footage. Those are from copies, although they're not good copies. But Hollywood special effects experts, CGI guys, have now been working on enhancing the tape. Of course, being Hollywood CGI guys, they couldn't resist improving it. So Neil Armstrong is now accompanied as he lands on the moon by Jar Jar Binks. Who adds some color to the whole otherwise drab experience.
It really wasn't Battle of the Network Stars, though.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. It would have been kind of funny. Like Eric Estrada doing the tug of war.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you know. That's one giant step for... And Estrada is into the pit! I don't know if he's going to recover from that, Bob. All right. Kiri, as athletes the world over set their sights on the 2012 London Games, one group in particular dreams of joining their ranks and is campaigning to make what an official Olympic sport?
This has got to be something really dumb. It can't be something like softball. It has to be like...
Remember the show you're on.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to think. It's like, there can't be a sport involving putting sausage in your pants.
It's probably Scottish. It's probably Scottish.
Okay.
I'll give
you
a hint. Instead of dollar bills, winners will have gold medals stuffed down their garters.
Pole dance? Stripping?
Yes, pole dancing.
Pole dancing.
Roughly
wow.
2,500 people have signed an online petition to see pole dancing, or as they like to call it, vertical dancing.
That's not Houston's going to field an awesome team.
They want it recognized as a competitive Olympic sport on par with, you know, quote, rhythmic gymnastics and figure skating, which if you think about, maybe they have a point. Judging by photos on verticaldance.com, which we looked at very carefully, Olympic pole dancers do all the traditional moves, leg splits from varying heights, spins, you know, except they do them wearing track clothes that, surprisingly and disappointingly, they never remove. The petition's author, vertical dance instructor KT Coates, said, quote, pole dance is acrobatic, gymnastic, technical, and takes a great deal of physical skill and strength to master, earning it a place in the greatest sporting event in the world, unquote. It will have rigorous rules, as befits an Olympic event. For example, there will be a 2-drink minimum for the judges.
Right.
And, of course, no touching.
Yeah. The 3-foot rule is in place.
Exactly. Judges must keep their hands at the sides during the championship lap dance round.
The lighting requirements are probably very rigorous also.
Oh, absolutely. Mo, there's a new U.S. military robot being developed. It's called the Energetically Autonomous Tactical Robot, or EATER, E-A-T-R, EATER. It's capable of seeking out biomass energy from the environment to power itself. This week, the maker of the robot had to formally deny widespread reports that the robot would use what as fuel?
Human flesh.
Exactly right.
Whoa!
The EATER robot is designed to go on long-range, long-term military missions. It's eco-friendly. It's independent, that's all super, unless it feasts on the flesh of man, as Fox News and a number of blogs suggested it would. In response to such concerns, the CEO of the company, which makes the robot, said, and I quote him, "We completely understand the public's concern about futuristic robots feeding on the human population, but that is not our mission," unquote.
What?
Boy, I feel better.
Yeah.
What if it's...
At this time, he did not add.
What if it's only feeding on cellulite?
Well, that would be maybe good.
Oh.
It would be a kind of liposuction.
Yeah, take care of your cankles for you. That would be fun.
Right. Well, because liposuction isn't very sexy, but to have a robot suck it off of you.
now, kind of like a personal Roomba.
Fox News, which uncharacteristically got quite hysterical about this, the EATR engine might be used in vehicles, including ambulances. Seems like the worst possible application of an engine fueled by people. You're hurt. The EMTs roll you into the back. They close the doors. They rush you to the ER. They get there. They open up. All that comes out is a burp.